Super bonus Wednesday today. It's a bonus because we got 2 hours with our good friend, Carlo Broussard. Carlo, the author of many things, articles and books and things, including Prepare the Way, Overcoming Obstacles to God, the Gospel, and the Church. And the most recent book, which, go ahead, come on, just help me out with this.
Meeting the Protestant Challenge.
Yeah, I'm...
How to Answer 50 Biblical Objections to Catholic Beliefs.
And future books to come. Hello,
indeed.
Carlo.
Hello, Si.
Carlo's also an apologist here, speaker extraordinaire, and wonderful guest. And we're going to do 2 hours on the whys of Catholic belief. If you have a question about why Catholics believe certain things, why do we believe in the Trinity? Why do we believe that Christ is substantially present in the Eucharist? Did I say that right?
Indeed, you did.
Okay. Why do we believe that marriage is between a man and a woman? There's a lot of these. We do have a lot of beliefs, and we write them down. As a matter of fact, you can find a lot of them in the Catechism of the Catholic Church, although it's not exhaustive. If you've got questions about why we believe the things we believe, you are welcome to call, whether you're Catholic or not. As a matter of fact, we always enjoy it when non-Catholics call and ask, why do you Catholics believe that Mary is God, for example? Well, we might correct you on that one. We don't believe that Mary is God. But also lots of, you know, I've had people call and say, I heard that you worship the Eucharist, you know, and like, why would you do that? Turns out that's not a lie. That's not wrong. We
that
do, in fact, worship the Eucharist. So you can ask us why about that. Any why question is welcome. 888-318-7884, the number. I'm not going to be giving that number out a lot, so please make a note of it. We would love to get your call. 888-318-7884. Any question at all about why Catholics believe what we believe, 888-318-7884. The reason I'm not going to be giving out that number very much is because this is the second day. We are on in the second day of our 3 days of our end of year fundraising. The fundraising that we do today and tomorrow, including what we did yesterday, will fund us for the next 3 months. Quarterly, we come to you and ask you to keep this program funded. We are an apostolate of the Catholic Church. We're a lay apostolate. We have to raise we don't get money from the government. We don't get money from any bishops or church or anything like that. We have to come to you and ask you to support this program, which we give out free to anyone who is willing to broadcast it. The number to support us is 888-291-8000, 888-291-8000, or you can go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. Carlo, you have some big news about this hour, however.
Yes, I do.
We have
a match
of...
$15,000.
Oh, man. $15,000. That's a heavy lift.
It is, indeed. But I know, I'm confident, Si, that our listeners out there will pull through in this hour and help us meet that match. I mean, just think about it. Whatever they give, whether it's the $10, the $20 a month, the $30 a month, or it's the one-time donation, it's going to be doubled.
Right.
The Lord is going to multiply it. Through, as you said earlier,
the secondary cause of another donor.
That's right. We're kind of geeking out with the Thomistic language here, right?
Right.
But God has blessed and moved a generous individual, right, to put forward some money for the match in order that your donations, listeners out there, your donations can be doubled. So we're begging you, we're coming before you this hour and then the next hour, yesterday and tomorrow, begging you to please help us out here at Catholic Answers so that we can continue to build up the kingdom of God in a culture that so desperately needs it.
I've got some really good news from yesterday. Tim and I were on yesterday at the close of the second hour. We really weren't sure. We had a $15,000 match then as well. And we really weren't sure whether we were going to make it, although I felt kind of confident in my heart. We were just a few minutes away from the top of the hour and said we were 5,000 away from meeting the match. And we did indeed meet the match by more than $1,000 to spare. And so we're very, very grateful to everybody who helped out and made it so that we met our match for the first day of our drive. Again, we have a 3-day drive. We've got to do all of our fundraising for the next 3 months in these 3 days. Please pick up the phone and call. I'm going to go to calls right now to let Carlo answer some questions. But I want you to know that the staff of Catholic Answers, everybody from the president, Chris Check, all the way to the finance officer, to Erica, who runs events, to Darren right here. I'm looking at through the windows here at Darren at his desk, are ready to take calls. And I see every line except one open right now. So I would ask you, beg you, to pick up the phone and call 888-291-8000. 888-291-8000. You are the one who makes this possible.
Amen.
We do it corporately all together, but none of that corporate stuff happens, all of us together, unless individuals decide to be part of that community of people who make this possible. We would really appreciate your call right now. There's a call. Thank you so much to the caller on the line, 888-291-8000, or go safe and secure online to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. I'm going to go to questions for a little while, and then we'll update you in a few minutes on how the calls went. 888-291-8000. Jeff in Houston, Texas, listening on AM 1430. You are up first today. Jeff, your question for Carlo Broussard. Hi, Jeff.
Great. How's it going, Tom?
Really good. Really good, Jeff. Your question?
Yeah. So why do Catholics believe in purgatory if there's no biblical basis for it?
Okay. Well, I would challenge the premise there that there's no biblical basis for it. I suppose we could, Cy, start off in our conversation with Jeff here, and if we had more time, we could talk about, well, why does there need to be a biblical basis for this Christian belief in the first place?
Right.
So that has to do with what are the sources to which we appeal in order to come to know with certainty God's revelation. But Jeff, we're going to put that off to the side for right now, and I would suggest to you that there are some biblical foundations for the Catholic belief in purgatory. Now, just for our listeners' sake, Jeff, I assume that you're aware of what purgatory is as the Catechism defines it. Coming from the Council of Trent and the Council of Florence, it's basically a final purification of the elect, those who die in friendship with Jesus. So they're guaranteed heaven, but still imperfectly purified. Perhaps they have some venial guilt on the soul, guilt of venial sin. Perhaps they have some unhealthy attachments to created goods that need to be purified before entering into the beatific vision in heaven. So that's purgatory. Now, where do we see this in the Bible? Well, Jeff, two things. Number one, there are certain principles in Revelation from which we can derive our conclusions about purgatory. So as I'm sure you know, Jeff, in Revelation 21:27, we're told that nothing unclean can enter into the kingdom of heaven. And that's based upon the fact that God is pure goodness itself, right? And heaven is a state of existence where there's purity and no sin, no defilement whatsoever. We're also told in Sacred Scripture, Jeff, in 1 John chapter 5, verses 16 through 17, that there are some sins that do not lead unto spiritual death, but there are some that do. So, Jeff, if an individual dies in friendship with Jesus, but yet is guilty of a sin not unto death, we call that venial sin, the defilement or the guilt of that sin on that individual soul is going to have to be taken care of or purged or purified before entering into the glory of heaven. So given these principles of within divine revelation, in particular within the written word of God, the written form of God's word, we can see how the doctrine of purgatory is sort of a theological necessity. It follows from these theological principles revealed to us by God. As far as a specific passage, Jeff, I would recommend that you check out 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verses 11 through 15. Now, we don't have time to give a full exegesis of this, Jeff, but on our website at Catholic.com, we have plenty of articles. Some of them I've written that give a positive articulation or an exegesis of this passage. But fundamentally, Paul is talking about the day of judgment when an individual stands before the judgment seat of Christ, which we know according to Hebrews comes after death, and the individual soul is being tested. The works of the soul are being tested by fire. The not so good works get burned up, the good works remain. But Paul tells us, Jeff, that the individual soul experiences loss, suffers loss because of the bad works that are burned up. But yet, St. Paul tells us that individual soul is saved as through fire. So Paul is talking about a state of existence in the afterlife that's neither heaven nor hell. It can't be heaven because the soul is suffering loss and there's defilement being burned up. It can't be hell because this individual soul is saved, according to St. Paul. So what is it? we call it purgatory. So, Cy, those would be a couple of ways in which we could look to the biblical evidence for the Catholic belief in purgatory.
And also, so would you just say again, so that he can go to the, it's the first letter to the Corinthians.
1 Corinthians chapter 3, verses 11 through 15 is the key passage. This dates all the way back to St. Augustine in the late 4th century when he was using and looking to this passage as support for our understanding of purgatory.
Jeff, thanks very, very much for the call. I hope you'll call again as maybe you'll examine that text and maybe read some of our materials at Catholic.com, and you'll have further questions or challenges for us, and we welcome them. We'd love to have you back. Right now, I need to say we folks did call. We weren't able to fill up the phones when last we appealed to you, but we're all the phone lines except for one are open again. Once again, when you call, you'll be talking with folks who work right here in this building. Everyone has put their other job on hold for the moment, or they're doing it while they sit by the phone, and they'll pick up as soon as it rings because we need your help to make a $15,000 dollar-for-dollar match this hour. A donor has given us $15,000 on the condition that we raise $15,000. The number is 888-291-8000. We really need your help. We have had a little bit of a slow start this hour. 888-291-8000, or go safe and secure online to CatholicAnswersRadio.com.
Yeah, something to think about, Cy, for our listeners. You, the listener out there, if you're listening to my voice right now, consider this. Do you get at least one Starbucks coffee a week? That's about $5, right? So I would assume that you can do $1 a day. And if you give $1 a day, that's like $30 of a monthly pledge for us here at Catholic Answers. And that goes a very long way.
It does.
We would ask you to consider that. What did Jesus teach us, Cy? Where your treasure is, there is your heart. My dear friends out there listening to us right now, do you value the truth of God's revelation? Do you desire that the truth of God's revelation be shared with people throughout, not only here in our nation and our country, but throughout the entire world, which is what we do here at Catholic Answers? And if you do value that, if that is where your treasure is, well, there is your heart. And we would ask that you please help us in this mission of proclaiming the good news and making disciples of all nations, fulfilling the Great Commission of Matthew 28, 19 through 20, go out into all nations and make disciples, teaching them everything that I've commanded you.
888-291-8000. Very easy and quick. If you want to chat with someone here at Catholic Answers, tell them your story, visit. They'll be happy to do that. But if you need to get off the line quickly, just get this done. They'll get you done in 30, 60 seconds, maybe 90 at the outside. 888-291-8000. About half the line's full now. Thank you so much for that support. Or you can go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. I want to take that example that Carlo gave of giving $30 a month. At the end of the year, I did this math in my head. I just want you to know this. That'd be $360 to us.
That's great.
That $360 pledge is matched today.
Amen.
So that donor who is matching pledges this hour will give us the $360. So the monthly pledges are the kind of the heartbeat of an apostolate like us, ours, because they allow us to do planning and know what's coming.
Yeah.
But there's a double bonus too.
Starbucks coffee ain't gonna multiply, brother. But your money given to us today will be multiplied.
Right. I haven't heard about the 2-for-1 Starbucks coffee, but I want to add also, Carlo, that if someone can make that monthly pledge to the Sophia Institute Press, a wonderful publisher. We love Sophia Institute Press, has given us 2 books that we can give away to folks. We have Scripture Wars, Rod Bennett, who was at our conference recently, the wonderful Rod Bennett.
Fantastic.
A magnificent Catholic gentleman with a Tennessee accent who sounds...
make you want to sit on a porch in a rocking chair.
Yeah. I started chewing tobacco as soon as I heard him start talking. And his book is Scripture Wars, How Justin Martyr Rescued the Old Testament for Christians. You may not know this. But perhaps you do. There was a real fight over the Old Testament in the early church about whether we had to keep all of its precepts on one side, and on the other side, whether we even had to bother to keep the Old Testament itself. Justin Martyr won that battle for Christ, and we kept the Old Testament. We'll also send you Ask Peter Kraft, the 100 most interesting questions he's ever been asked, the new book from Sophia Institute Press. So if you can make a monthly pledge of $18 a month or more, using that $30 a month example, that's $360 to us right now. And when you're done, that's $720 to us, and we send you a couple books from these publishers, and it's just all around a great thing. We have four lines open right now. I want to go to another call, but I want to just reiterate that number, 888-291-8000, 888-291-8000.
And Cy, isn't it true that if they give $40 per month or a one-time $45 per month, thank you, or a one-time gift of $500 or more, we'll also send them Catholicism, the Pivotal Players.
And it's a four... A DVD set, and it's the Pivotal Players that are covered in this set are Fulton Sheen and Flannery O'Connor.
And that's done by Bishop Barron.
Yeah, correct. The wonderful, yes. The inimitable Bishop Barron, who we haven't had on for a while. Has he been rejecting us or? Darren's on the phone. Okay, so I don't know. The great Bishop Barron on two of the greatest American Catholics in the history of this country, certainly, Fulton Sheen and Flannery O'Connor.
Yes.
So that's for a $500 one-time donation or $45 a month. And remember, all that is matched.
And they can make that donation at 888-291-8000. That's 888-291-8000. Give us a jingle, guys.
All right, let's go to Steve in Springfield, Illinois, listening on 104.9 FM. Steve, thank you so much for your call. Your question for Carlo Broussard.
Hello?
Hi. Hello, Steve. You're on the air.
Okay, didn't know if I could hear you or not. Or you can hear me. Yes, the question I've got is, why is it the belief in a Catholic religion that you get married, get divorced, if you remarry, so after being married, you can take communion, after your divorce, you can take communion. You get remarried, but maybe not in the Catholic Church, without an annulment, you can't take communion any longer.
That is a very good question. So you can get divorced and return to communion.
That's right. On condition that the divorced individual, the one who is divorced, is not attempting to enter into another union.
Yeah.
If that individual is living faithful to the bond that we reasonably presume God has created, making man husband and wife, even though they're physically separated, if that individual is remaining faithful to the marital covenant, right, then that individual could receive Holy Communion, right? So we're not saying that a divorced person cannot receive Holy Communion, right? Because they may very well remain faithful to the bond. This is, you know, St. Paul writes about this in 1 Corinthians 7. He says, if a husband and wife physically separate, he gives them two options. You either remain separated, or you reconcile. He never gives the option of remarriage. Now, to answer specifically Steve's question here, Cy, is why is it that someone who attempts another marriage without the declaration of nullity cannot receive Holy Communion? And that is because one is not free to enter into a union with another individual. And we assume that God has joined man and woman together, and what God hath joined together, let no man put asunder. The church can't even touch that bond, at least between two baptized individuals, when it becomes a sacrament, right? So if Jack, right, divorces Jane and attempts to enter into another marriage, this is why, according to Jesus, that is considered adultery, because presumably, Jack is bound to Betty Sue. If he's attempting to enter into a union with Jane, right, and he's married to Betty Sue, he is bound to that covenant. Right. He is bound to her. So for him to direct his love to another woman, which ought to be directed to Betty Sue as his wife, that would be considered infidelity, and thus adultery.
So it sounds like a divorce ends the civil marriage, but it doesn't end the bond that
the
two people share.
The real bond that God creates, right?
Right.
If that bond exists, then man and woman are related to each other as husband and wife, and that bond endures until death of one of the spouses.
Right.
And this is why if you attempt a remarriage without the declaration of nullity, which is just simply the bond never existed in the first place,
right,
and thus you are free to enter into a marriage.
Right.
This is why it would be adultery. And if adultery, then consequently one would be prohibited from receiving Holy Communion. So, yeah.
Okay, so it's interesting to me that you say the way Steve puts it is they get an annulment, but you say get a declaration of nullity, and that clarifies it because an annulment is not like a thing that's added on to something.
Nor is it saying that which was there has been dissolved.
No.
It's a declaration
that it was never there.
It was never there in the first place. It was null and void.
Yeah, like somebody. The classic example is someone who's forced into a marriage. Well, you're that's not a bond. No bond was created there because one of the parties did not will it.
That could be an impediment to consent and many other things that would impede God from acting in human history to join man and woman together if there's consenting to something that's not marriage.
Yeah.
And of course, it's within the competence of the church to investigate that and determine are such impediments there from the very get-go in order to make a judgment whether they were married to begin with or not.
Steve, thank you very, very much for the question. I hope it was helpful. We're always here if you want to call and ask a follow-up question sometime. I hate that Carla uses those technical terms like get-go, but sometimes you just have to put up with that.
Hey, man.
Technical. I'm just teasing you, Carla. I apologize.
I get criticized for the philosophical language.
Yeah.
Now I get criticized for the
common man language.
It
was teasing, Carla. Just teasing. The number 888-291-8000, folks have been dialing it. We remain about half full with callers who have called to help us meet our $15,000 dollar-for-dollar match that we have this hour. Let me just reset it for you. It's very, very simple. Catholic Answers Live is produced by the apostolate Catholic Answers, a lay apostolate that depends on other lay Catholics for our support. There are many priests, there are bishops who are friends and supporters as well, but we don't have a diocese supporting us. We don't have the National Bishops Conference or any government supporting us. We come to our brothers and sisters in the faith, and I'm going to be honest with you. We come to lots of folks who are not Catholics support us as well. Every pledge drive, we get some Lutherans who'll call or some Anglicans who'll call. We've even had people who are non-believers call because they know that we're serious on this program about discussing, for example, moral issues in a way that is not just polemical, but actually helps to teach people, and including ourselves, helps to enlighten all of us as far as where morals come from and what the moral requirements of life are now at this time. We try to answer, in other words, that practical question, how are we to live? What are we to do? And because we do that, there are many people who are not Catholic who support us. But I got to say, we need our brother and sister Catholics to support us. So we come to you four times a year and ask you for your financial support. We know you support us with prayers all the time. We feel it. I mean, honestly, it's obvious that there are a great many people supporting us in prayer. We also need your financial support. So sometimes there are folks who have really extraordinary means and generosity, and we'll ask them before the pledge drive, and they'll say, I will give you $15,000 if you can raise it in 1 hour, And we appreciate that. It's good for all of us. We appreciate getting that extra money, but we also appreciate that kind of I don't know. It's an encouragement to people to give, to know your money's going to be doubled. So right now we need you to pick up that phone and help us use up the $15,000. We're not we're close to halfway through the hour. We're not close to halfway through the match. 888-291-8000 is the number, or you can go safe and secure online to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. 888-291-8000.
Yeah, Si, for our listeners out there, I'm talking to you guys who are listening. Remember, St. Paul tells us in 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 7, that God loves a cheerful giver, right? And he teaches us, he who sows sparingly will also reap sparingly, but he who sows bountifully will also reap bountifully. bountifully. So we're challenging you, brothers and sisters out there, Catholic and non-Catholic. You know, Si, you talked about non-Catholics helping us out and giving us monetary donations. And I tell you what, that's a challenge for you Catholics out there who are listening. If you listen to Catholic Answers and you're enjoying and you love what we do here and you want to be a part of our mission, well, the challenge is for you to step up to the plate this hour and help us meet that match and give us what you can. Small or big, we like the big as well.
Big is fine.
Big is fine.
But the small makes a huge difference. We got to.
Amen. Amen. But God loves the cheerful giver. And check this out. You know, Paul also says in Galatians 6:6, check this out, Si. Let him who is taught the word, that's you, the listener, share all good things with him who teaches.
And that's Carlo.
And that's Catholic Answers. But the reason why Paul tells us this, guys, you who are listening out there, the listener, is so that we can continue to fulfill the mission of our Lord to make disciples of all nations.
888-291-8000 is the number, about six lines open right now. 888-291-8000. And don't forget, when you support this radio broadcast, it is broadcast around the world. You are supporting brothers and sisters who have no option to support it in nations where it's tough to come by that kind of money. And you're sharing the good news with them as well. 888-291-8000.
Will you do us a favor right now? Clear your mind of all other thoughts and reflect for just a moment on how Catholic Answers Live has made a difference in your life. Has our broadcast made your afternoon commute more meaningful? Perhaps you've learned how to explain the faith to family or friends in a more vibrant, convincing way. Something you heard here may have been just the thing you needed to look into joining or returning to the Catholic faith. All of these are serious reasons to be thankful, first and foremost, to God, but also to all who have financially made it possible for us to air the show each day. Believe me, our gratitude could not be deeper. And we're coming to you today during our quarterly membership drive, asking you to join the ranks of the great people whose gifts and sacrifices have helped to turn around countless lives over the years, and, very possibly, helped make an eternal difference for many of them. Think about that for a moment. That's what your prayers and donations to Catholic Answers Live are doing. What a tremendous opportunity is being presented to you right now. Please don't let it pass you by. Call 888-291-8000 or visit CatholicAnswersRadio.com and let one of our fast, friendly customer service team members take your pledge. Large or small, it doesn't matter. What matters is that you call right now. Again, it's 888-291-8000 or CatholicAnswersRadio.com. We're offering some great appreciation gifts that are sure to deepen your faith life even more. But what's best is you'll have the confidence that when you turn your radio on tomorrow or next week or 12 days from now, we'll be here, boldly and charitably presenting the truth to a world that's searching for precisely that. Your pledge is vital to keeping Catholic Answers Live on the air. Will you make the call today to 888-291-8000 or donate securely online at CatholicAnswersRadio.com? Thank you so much in advance. Give now at CatholicAnswersRadio.com or 888-291-8000. God bless you.
Hi, this is Dr. David Anders. There are a lot of misconceptions about the Catholic faith. We clear them up on Call to Communion, tomorrow at 2 p.m. Eastern on EWTN Radio. Now, back to Catholic Answers Live.
Welcome back to Catholic Answers Live. It's great big giant Wednesday here. Carlo Broussard is our guest. Both hours. Carlo, the author of Prepare the Way and Meeting the Protestant Challenge and Apologist Extraordinaire. And the questions today are in this category. Why do you Catholics believe that? It's the whys of Catholic belief. You're welcome to call if you're a Catholic. We've already had a couple of non-Catholic folks, or apparently non-Catholic folks, call and ask, why do you Catholics believe this or that? So whether you're Catholic or not, you're welcome to call and ask us why we believe the stuff we believe. We'll try to do our very best to give you a complete, thorough, and as far as we are capable, charitable answer. 888-318-7884 is that number. And this is the last time I will give out that number for a little while because we are in the midst of our pledge drive. We are almost halfway through our pledge drive. You can't believe how fast these things go. And if we get when we get to the end of them, if we've met our goals, we are fully funded for the next 3 months and we can just go gangbusters on it.
Amen.
The number to give while we have a $15,000 match this hour is 888-291-8000, 888-291-8000. Right before the break there, the phone's filled up and they have emptied back out again. So if you've been thinking about calling, 888-291-8000. If you want to share your story, if you want to share your reason for giving, just let them know. The people, we're willing to have a chat with you. We'd love to have a chat with you. But if you want to get through it quickly, just tell them, hey, I only got a minute. Let me get this done in a minute. They'll get you in and out done in a minute. 888-291-8000. A $15,000 match, more than half of that yet to be raised this hour. 888-291-8000.
And Si, they can also go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com.
Very
and
easy.
Actually make a donation online as well if they prefer to do that way. And also, too, Si, isn't it true that we have some gifts to offer our listeners out there if they give so much?
We do. Thank you very much, Carlo. If you can pledge at the monthly level of $18 a month or more, $18 per month or more, first thing you should know is every dollar of it is matched immediately, right away. It's all matched, and then we will look for your fulfilling that pledge each month. That will help us in our financial planning. But for you, we have two gifts given to, from Sophia Institute Press for us to give to you. Scripture Wars, How Justin Martyr Rescued the Old Testament for Christians, from Rod Bennett, a very, very fine writer. And he can write and make you feel like it's a story you're reading, not just like you're reading a kind of a dry treatise. And then one of the greats of our time, he was here visiting us this year, and man, there was just a lot of gratitude towards Dr. Peter Kraft, who has been a leader in the world of Catholic apologetics for decade after decade now. Ask Peter Kraft is the name of the book, The 100 Most Interesting Questions He's Ever Been Asked. We'll send you both of those if you can make a monthly pledge of $18 per month or a one-time gift of $200 at 888-291-8000. 888-291-8000. Word on Fire. Bishop Barron's wonderful ministry, Word on Fire. We can add Catholicism, the Pivotal Players, a four DVD set on Fulton Sheen and Flannery O'Connor, two of the greats of American Catholicism. And this includes some behind-the-scenes stuff, and it includes a bonus disc of the great program Life is Worth Living from Fulton J. Sheen himself. As Terry Barber likes to say, full Sheen ahead on that one.
That's added on if they give $45 a month.
Or a one-time gift of $500.
There you go.
And we're going to need a few of those, folks. We come in at all levels. Of financial ability, but it's an all hands on deck kind of thing. So if it's a $5 gift that you can give us, we say thank you so much. It's $10 because it got matched. And if it's a $5,000 gift you can give us, we say the same thing. Thank you so much. Amen. And every dollar of it is matched. 888-291-8000 is that number. Looks like about, I don't know, seven or eight lines open right now. 888-291-8000.
And those lines are for you listening right now. You know, for our listeners out there, Si, if you're listening to me, remember, the Second Vatican Council, in its decree on the means of social communication, teaches us that social communication and the latest media are indispensable means for evangelization. And it goes on to instruct the faithful of the church that effective support should be given to good radio and television programs. So that's what
that's in an official church document from a council of the Catholic Church?
That's in its decree on the means of social communication. Then it goes on, the Sacred Synod advises the church's children of the obligation they have to maintain and assist Catholic radio, whose principal objective is to spread and defend the truth and foster Christian influence in human society. So my dear brothers and sisters listening out there, I challenge you, we challenge you to heed the call of the Second Vatican Council to provide that effective financial support for us here at Catholic Answers so that we can continue our ministry with Catholic Answers Live, that we can continue all of the other ministries that we have here at Catholic Answers, our studios department in producing videos, our speaking ministry and getting out on the road and getting face-to-face with people. I just gave a presentation last night here in San Diego Diocese. Fantastic. Meeting folks. We were in Australia as a team.
Right.
You guys just got back from Rome, right?
Right.
And the books that we publish. You know, so many times, Si, when I travel, people come up to me and say, Carlo, I wish I could do what you guys do at Catholic Answers, but I just can't do that. Well, you know
what,
folks out there listening, you can do it in the way that God calls you to do it. And one way that you can do it is to help us do what we do here at Catholic Answers, to give the talks, to produce and publish the books that you can give to your family members and friends to help lead them into the Catholic faith. And the way that you can do that right now, brothers and sisters, is pick up that phone and dial 888-291-8000, 888-291-8000, or just go online to CatholicAnswersRadio.com, and you can become a member of our Catholic Answers team, a member of God's team, right?
Amen.
And fulfilling the mission of evangelization.
888-291-8000, $15,000 dollar-for-dollar match right now. We got a long way to go, but I have every confidence we can get there with your help. 888-291-8000. We go now to Robert in San Francisco, watching on Facebook Live. Robert, your question for Carlo Broussard.
Hey guys, thanks for the question. Take my question.
Happy to.
The intro to my question is a little long, so just want to give context. For some non-Catholics, they claim that belief is not based in reason and evidence.
Okay.
Especially when their qualifiers for reason and evidence keep moving like goalposts.
Okay.
For example, Scripture saying meat is permissible to eat, but that it isn't good enough because of their confirmation bias interpretation in CCC 2418. So what do you suggest I do to help persuade them otherwise? And how do they overcome their intellectual pride?
Well, if the claim is that we can't look to reason in order to come to know truth, I would simply ask them, well, how do you know that's true? If we're going to doubt reason in such a skeptical way, well, then you're going to have a skepticism and be skeptical of that skepticism, right? So that's one way in which we can respond to show that their position of doubting reason itself as a legitimate tool by which we can come to know what's true and what's real is an incoherent position. It's self-refuting, because in as much as they assert that belief, reason is incapable of leading us to knowledge of the truth, well, then they're presupposing that they can trust their reason in coming to that conclusion, right? And so I think that's one way in which we can show that, no, reason is a legitimate tool. Does it require a lot of work in order to use the natural light of human reason and do philosophy to come to know that there is such a thing as objective truth and that God exists? Yeah, we got to roll up our sleeves and we got to do some work. It is a bit difficult because in our modern culture, we aren't trained to think in critical and philosophical ways. So it does require a little extra work. But that doesn't mean that reason can't be trusted. Indeed, reason can be trusted. So that's how I would respond to the reasoning part. Now, unfortunately, Si, I wasn't able to get the second part of the question concerning the meat. It seemed as if there was an appeal, as if someone would say, well, the Old Testament forbid, you know, I can't remember if he was referring to the Old Testament forbidding certain foods to be eaten, and perhaps now they're allowed to be eaten. Well, that's just simply because God, at one point in historical circumstances, obliged his people to abstain from certain foods for a variety of reasons, and then God lifts that ban, lifts and gives us a different precept and says, as Jesus says to Peter, kill and eat, right?
Yeah, I think the implication too is that the person thinks, I have decided it's wrong to eat meat. And so I don't need to acknowledge what the Bible teaches. So it's a sense, in a sense, it's saying whatever it's kind of a your truth, my truth.
Right.
Kind of thing.
If that's what Robert was getting at there, well, then notice the individual is putting his own judgment over and above what the Bible reveals to us.
Yeah.
And even we could critically analyze that position philosophically and show that it's not immoral to eat meat. And that would require a lot of moral philosophy there, right? And understanding the dignity of the human being and the nature of non-rational animals, right?
Yeah.
Now, granted, somebody could make a legitimate case and say, well, I'm going to abstain from eating meats, maybe because I judge it's healthier for me or something,
yeah.
right? And if it's for health reasons or whatever, that's fine. I'm not going to put a dog in that fight.
Or even it's better for the environment or something. Like they could...
I'm not going to put a dog in that fight. But
yeah.
if you abstain from eating meat for moral reasons because you think it's immoral, well, then we would have to have a conversation about what are the reasons for why you think it's immoral,
yeah.
and then analyze that philosophically. But as a Christian, if we're Christians here in a conversation, we can appeal to Jesus, right? And Jesus told Peter, kill and eat. And if it is intrinsically immoral to eat meat, right? To eat non-rational animals, right?
The cow. The Lord himself.
And the Lord himself was commanding an intrinsically evil action, but I don't think we want to say Jesus would command us to perform an intrinsically evil action as Christians.
No, indeed. And he did say, kill and eat. Our number, the number to help support us as we try to reach this $15,000 dollar for dollar match this hour is 888-291-8000. We're going to take a quick break. So this would be a perfect time to call. It'll be a very, very short break, and then we'll come right back and take calls. The question this hour, the whys of Catholic belief. If you want to know why Catholics teach what they teach and believe what we believe, 888-318-7884 is that number. But I want to stress again, we are trying to meet a $15,000 match this hour. I know we have another match coming up the second hour. It's going to be a very busy day. We really want to meet these matches because the way it's calculated is, if we do, we'll be fully funded for the next 3 months to continue to keep broadcasting this program. So while we step away, would you call 888-291-8000, 888-291-8000.
Stay with us for more Catholic Answers Live.
You've heard that St. Paul Street Evangelization supports hundreds of teams of evangelists sharing the good news. But did you know that some of these teams are public prayer stations? Set up a sign on the sidewalk and offer prayer and encouragement to those you encounter. Everyone needs prayer. Try this new method of witnessing to Jesus. Contact St. Paul Street Evangelization to get started at streetevangelization.com. That's streetevangelization.com.
Welcome back to Catholic Answers Live. I have not been in this studio with Carlo Broussard for a long time.
It has
been a
while.
It's
been
a long time.
It's great to be back with you, my friend.
It's always nice to be here with you, Carlo. This year's book that you wrote is Meeting the Protestant Challenge. That book, you happy with how it did?
I am. You know, people are responding very well with it. They seem to love it. They're enjoying it. The interviews that I've been doing, the hosts have been gobbling it up.
Yeah.
And it's actually doing well with sales. So I'm very happy with it. And we would love if our listeners out there who haven't picked up a copy yet would, you know, give us a jingle or go to shop.catholic.com and purchase a copy, Meeting the Protestant Challenge, How to Answer 50 Biblical Objections to Catholic Beliefs. So that's the newest and the latest.
I kind of think a Protestant could enjoy it too, because it's respectful. It's very, very respectful. It is not a polemical book.
That's one of the key aspects that people have brought out and highlighted, that it's void of any polemics and it's very respectful. So a Protestant can read it without feeling threatened in any way.
Yeah.
So, and I owe a lot of thanks for that to everybody here who's helped me in writing the book, Jimmy Akin and Tim Staples. You know, they have a great spirit about them and their approach to conversations with Protestants. And so I owe a lot of gratitude to them, as well as our editor, Todd Aglioloro, because they all contribute to help produce this product. But speaking of products, we actually have some stuff to give away if our listeners out there, right, give us a jingle at 888-291-8000 and help us out in this radio drive.
888-291-8000 is the number, 888-291-8000, or you can go safe and secure online at catholicanswersradio.com. I'm going to tell you right now, the number I am looking at says we got 15 minutes left in this hour, And to meet the match, we need about $5,000. That's what the number. You could straighten me out if I'm wrong. Maybe a little less than $5,000 now. I just clicked refresh. So that's the help we need right now. So whether your donation, whether your ability to donate is large or small, now would be the time to do that. I do want to. I'm going to share what we can give to those who are monthly donors. But again, remind those who can make a $1,000 or $5,000 donation. I realize those are very big numbers. I always feel a little bit funny about saying it, but I know that people are especially blessed and some can do it. And if you don't ask, you don't receive. So I will say, if you can make that level of donation, would you please? And also, you'll become a member of the President's Club at the $1,000 level or the Founders Circle at the $5,000 level. You can find out all about the benefits of those online. But among the benefits are you are entitled to everything that we publish for a year. And so you get all of Carlo's books and CDs and digital downloads and all of Trent's, Jimmy's, Tim's. You definitely get all of mine.
Upon request.
Upon request, yeah, you're entitled to all that stuff. So they send you out a couple times a year and ask you, hey, what do you want? And then they'll send it to you, whatever you reply that you want. That's at the $1,000 or $500 level. I mean, $1,000 or $5,000 level. Hey, if you can pledge right now $18 a month, every dollar of that will be matched. Every dollar of it will be matched immediately. An $18 a month pledge or more, every dollar of it will be matched. And we'll also be able to send you Ask Peter Kraft, the brand new book from Peter Kraft, the 100 most interesting questions he's ever been asked. And then Scripture Wars, How Justin Martyr Rescued the Old Testament for Christians by Rod Bennett. If you can make a pledge of $45 a month or more, or a one-time $500 gift. We will add to that the Pivotal Players, part of the Catholicism series from Bishop Robert Barron. And this one is a four DVD set on Fulton Sheen and Flannery O'Connor. The number to call is 888-291-8000. I'm going back to get some questions for Carlo right now. So I'll just say, if you would pick up that phone and dial. We got a whole bunch of lines open and we got $5,000 to raise in about the next 13 minutes.
And you may not be good with numbers and quoting those Bible passages like Tim Staples, but you can sure be good with numbers and writing that check or hollering out those numbers on that credit card, right?
888-291-8000, that number, 888-291-8000. Steve in Birmingham, Alabama, listening on 97.9 FM. You are up next. Your question for Carlo. Hi, Steve.
Hello. Hey, how you doing?
Good,
all
thanks.
Right.
I guess my question is, in the church with the dispensation of the sacraments, obviously the Eucharist is a sign of agreeing that it's truly the body and blood of Christ. But with the other sacraments, would it be possible for a Protestant, for example, if they wanted to go to confession or if they wanted to receive the anointing, is that a possibility? Or is that somehow a confirmation that you believe what the church is teaching? And I guess my thoughts are that I know baptism can be considered common between denominations.
Yeah.
So I guess really what I'm getting to is, if we have a friend of ours who isn't Protestant that feels like they're in mortal sin, could they go to confession?
Right. Well, in ordinary circumstances, Steve, the answer would be no, assuming that this individual is not intending to become Catholic. So if they're just like, well, I just want to go to confession, but I'm not going to submit to obedience to the Bishop of Rome and enter into full communion with the church, well, then no, in ordinary circumstances, they wouldn't be able to receive the sacrament of confession. In extraordinary circumstances, like the near occasion of death, if death is knocking at the door, well, then that baptized Christian, if he or she requests the sacrament of confession, well, then the priest could administer absolution in extraordinary circumstances such as death, and that be a valid and even licit administration of the sacrament. I think the same would apply with the anointing of the sick. That could apply as well. Because the individual is baptized, they have access to these other sacraments, and because they're not visibly united with Jesus' church, it would require extraordinary circumstances where that individual would be able to receive these other sacraments. But in ordinary circumstances, your friend who desires the sacrament of confession, you ought to highly encourage them and say, hey, look, why are you desiring the sacrament of confession? Well, because I'm in a state of mortal sin and I want to receive God's grace and receive the forgiveness of sins. Well, brother, the same authority that backs up the sacrament of confession, which is moving you to desire it, is the same authority of Jesus invested in his church that teaches us about Jesus's real presence in the Eucharist, that teaches us about the ministerial priesthood, that teaches us everything that Jesus has revealed to us from the Father. So if you're going to be moved to receive this one gift, well, then you ought to be open to receiving all of the gifts that the gift giver, Jesus, has to offer us. So you want to challenge your friend respectfully and charitably to say, hey, look, we acknowledge that this is a great good, and we rejoice in that you want to use the sacrament of reconciliation. But in ordinary circumstances, in order to do so, we invite you to be willing to receive all of the other gifts that Jesus has to offer. And then hopefully they'll be open to that. Then they can contact their local pastor at the Catholic Church, local priest at the Catholic Church, and go through the RCIA program, or maybe the priest might be able to work with that individual person on an individual basis, you know, and bring them into full communion with the church. And in that process, if your friend would be in that movement, in that process of becoming Catholic, well, prior to receiving their first Holy Communion, they would receive the sacrament of reconciliation.
I hope that was helpful to you. Thank you so much for that call. Hey, if you're on the line, don't worry. We're going to work our way through everybody who has called today. Carlo Broussard is our guest and the topic of the hour and next hour as well. So I guess I say that also because we're nearing the top of the hour. So if we don't get to you this hour, just hang on the line. We'll get to you right away in the second hour. The topic, the whys of Catholic belief. Why do you Catholics believe that stuff? Why do you believe in the Eucharist? Why do you believe, for example, in confessing to a priest? Why do you believe in the Holy Trinity? Why do you believe that Jesus is God? Whatever question you've got for us, whether you're Catholic or not, whether you're old or young, you are welcome to call with your question. The number to call if you have a question is 888-318-7884, 888-318-7884. But that is not the number to call if you want to make a pledge. That number is 888-291-8000. 888-291-8000. A few lines open. I know that people are helping us because I said we got a ways to go to meet our match by the top of the hour. When we go to our break between the hours, people will still be on the phone lines. So if you're not getting through now, get through then. And then Carlo and I will report back to you immediately when we come back. Did we meet the match or not in that first hour? 888-291-8000. Carla, I want to read you something. When people go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com and give there,
yeah,
that goes into the match and everything too, and they get all the same gifts and all
right.
That. It's all the same. But one of the cool things is they get to leave a little comment for us.
Oh, fantastic.
And I was reading the comments today, and some of them were just delightful.
Oh,
so I
awesome.
Thought I'd read you one.
I would love to hear it.
Because
I'm sure our listeners would love to hear it as well.
This is the kind of, this is the caliber of listener and donor that we have. Jeffrey, he gave us some money at CatholicAnswersRadio.com. And he said, I listen to you cats in the afternoon while I do my writing, and I must tell you, you cats teach me a lot because I'm trying to grow deeper in faith. I hope and pray you cats will keep up the great work. Finally, I hope you cats don't mind being called cats.
I was waiting for it.
I was like, that
four
that,
times.
Perfect. I appreciate the donation, but the calling us cats is even better.
Yes.
You're a cool cat, Jeffrey. Thanks very much for the financial support. If when you go there to CatholicAnswersRadio.com and you make your pledge or make your donation there, go ahead and leave a note. I'll see if I can read them on the air because they're very. Want me to read you another one? They make you pretty happy.
Fantastic. Yeah, I was just going to say, if our listeners out there, you the listener, if you call 888-291-8000, 888 291-8000, your donation to us will help us bear more fruit like that testimony and this next testimony that Sai is going to read for you.
I'm not going to read her name because she didn't give me permission to read her name, but a reader who just donated on CatholicAnswersRadio.com.
And we're grateful for you.
We are indeed grateful for you. She donated at CatholicAnswersRadio.com. She said, I listen to this program every day. I was raised Baptist, but will be attending RCIA in 2020. One night, the Holy Spirit told me to join the Catholic Church. I've been attending Mass. The feeling I get is it's like coming home after a long day. It's like a cold drink on a hot day. It's a balm to the soul. I can't do it justice. I don't have the words, and I haven't even received the Eucharist yet. Needless to say, I'm beyond grateful to the Holy Spirit. I appreciate the Catholic Answers program. Thanks so much to
and
our sister.
That, my friends, is what your donations today will contribute to. More conversion stories like that.
Carlo and I are going to take a very, very quick break. While we take that break, would you dial 888-291-8000 right up to the top of the hour? That goes towards the match this hour, 888-291-8000. The whole staff ready to take your calls here at Catholic Answers. The person you talk to will be a staff member of Catholic Answers. Or go safe and secure online at CatholicAnswersRadio.com and leave us your comments. And if you think we're cool cats, you can write that as well.
Give us a jingle.
888-291-8000 or CatholicAnswersRadio.com.